Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Tim, providing you with that gleam of hope. Can you see it? It's your time. Wow. It is your time. It is time for us to welcome all of our listeners and those who support us every week. Good morning, Voices of Hope, family and friends. Yes, this is your girl, Minister Kim, back in the studio this morning, coming to bring you a gleam of hope for the entire family. I'm talking about grandma, grandpa, mama, dad. You know, the young adult, the teens, even the babies can have a wonderful time here with us. So make sure as you are preparing your breakfast, those eggs, those bacons, you know, all the stuff that we cook up in the morning, you know, soup, whatever. Some people eat soup. I heard that this week, Kim. I asked somebody what they have for breakfast. They said soup. I said, girl, whatever you want to have for breakfast, as long as it fills your belly and give you nourishment to the body. Hey, you eat what you can. But we have something here for everyone each week. So tune in every Saturday morning to get your dose of Gleam of Hope. If you missed last week's segment, which I thought was really awesome, we had a show remix. Amen. We combined a few of our shows from last month together and just wanted to power you up. That's what I wanted to fuel you up, to remind you of two things that we really hold on to. We want you to take that into this month as our fill-in. I call her our fill-in, Miss LaTanya Rush. She is so powerful. She is so awesome. We thank God that she's recovering and doing better. And we'll have her here in New York in a couple of weeks. So definitely continue to tune in as we talk about why LaTanya is coming here to New York. I'm excited. Just in a couple of weeks. So go to www.themorningglory.org and let us know what you think about the show. Send us an email at hope@themorningglory.org. Are you excited? Because I am. Today is an awesome topic, and it is. It's gets better when you adjust your attitude. It does. It really, really does. It gets better. Your outlook on life, your relationships with yourself and with others, all of the things that you want to accomplish, it gets better. The road doesn't seem so bumpy. It gets smoother. It just seems like you just have an awesome day. And it does happen because I am living in that mode. So I can only share with you what I've experienced. I believe in being authentic. I believe in being real and sincere. I believe in giving you that dosage of hope that you can make it. You can make it on broken pieces. You can make it on a block. You can make it in any arena, but it all depends on your attitude. It does. It really, really does. I've done so much study on that, and I've applied it to my own life, and when I made it applicable, it really worked. So I want it to work for you. That's my goal today. So today's topic, once again, is it gets better when you have an attitude adjustment. Have you been wondering why certain things haven't happened in your life? You seem to do everything in your power to figure it out, help it to develop, and get it going. But those roadblocks that seem to be getting in the way, that roadblock simply is the way you are thinking. Yeah, it is. It's the way you're looking at the situation, the individual, about the future of it. It's the way you are thinking, the way you are visualizing it. It's causing you to have these roadblocks. It's causing you to really have a pity party. It's causing you to want to give up on what you started out. Because if we could just have a virtual show of hands, how many of us started out some stuff? We were so excited, gung-ho about it. but then in the middle of it, or maybe towards the end, I don't know. It could be the 10th hour, not the 11th hour, but the 10th hour. You're like, no, I'm throwing in a towel. It's because something got into you, whether it was a word, whether it was a situation, maybe something visual that you saw, you read it, and it got into your spirit, and now you have a different outlook about what you initially had so much energy towards. Like, you were so gung-ho. You wanted to call in and tell us what you was doing. You wanted to share with the whole world. But now it's like, I don't think I can do that. No, I don't want to do that. Nah, that's whack. You know how we do. We self-sabotage. So we want to talk to you about adjusting your attitude right here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with my friends and family. So tune in. Stay tuned and listen to Radio Angel Take Us Higher. We'll be back.
Direction. Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground? Come on, open your mouth and say, I've got a seed in the ground.
Glory to your name.
And I don't care
on,
what you're
wherever you are right now, just begin to bless the Lord. Hallelujah. It's working. It's working. Everything that you've been dealing with, it's working for your good. There is a seed in the ground, and you got to water it. You got to see the buds. You got to see the stem. You got to see the leaves. You got to see the flower. You got to see everything that you have gone through, every sweat, every tear, every overnight shift, everything that you've been doing. That seed is about to bust forth, and you're going to begin to see the manifestation of your vision. Come on now, let's just bless the Lord right here on the Voices of Hope. We are here to bring you that gleam of hope, and right now, guess what? William Murphy just blessed me. I'm just all over the place. My mic needs to drop. Amen? I feel it. I feel it in my spirit. This is my season. See, I got an attitude adjustment. I don't care what is going on around me. And trust me, there's a lot of things that are going on around me, but I just can't focus on that stuff. I got to focus on the promise. I got to focus on that seed that I planted in January and February and March and April. I got to focus on those things. Because if I don't water it, it will wither. Amen? And that's what I come to encourage you not to do. Don't look back on the things that you planted in this year and say, well, come on now, when am I going to see it? When is it going to manifest? Keep watering it. Keep watering it. Keep talking to it. Keep speaking. Give it life. You will see it come to pass. I'm telling you, it will come to pass. So let's get into attitude adjustment. You see, I'm excited. I'm excited because I know God is here. I know He's here. Amen. So I need you to get your pens and your pads. I need you to write down what I have to give you, what I'm sharing with you today. Amen. Again, if you're just joining us, we want to welcome you to the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. This is Minister Kim, but I got a host of family and friends, amen, that is here with me this morning. Radio Angel just kicked it off. I told you, she takes us higher each week, amen, with William Murphy. It's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. The tears were worth it, amen. Your sweat was worth it. Your all-nighters was worth it. Amen. You ignoring the phone calls, it was worth it. You deleting some people out of your emails, it was worth it. You not going out, hanging out with the girls and hanging out with the guys, and you stayed home and you did your paper, it was worth it. Ah, it was worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. Today's topic, once again, it gets better when you have an attitude adjustment. Mm. Have you been wondering why certain things haven't been happening in your life? Do you seem to do everything in your power to figure it out, but it's not working? It seems as though it's not working. It seems that every time you feel like you in a momentum that everything was flowing, you got your mojo on. Amen? A roadblock hits you. But I believe the roadblock, whether it's figuratively or not, starts with you and it ends with you. It's how you see the roadblock. Do you see it as a defeated foe, or do you see it as a helper, as an advocate, as a riser? Do you see it as God just saying, wait, pause right here. I want you to go back into the boardroom. I want you to get back into your secret closet. I need to give you some more ingredient. I need to give you some more wisdom, some knowledge, some understanding, some strength. I need to give you some more hope, some encouragement, because once I move the roadblock, There's going to be an audience. There's going to be individuals. There's going to be some stuff that you need to know how to deal with. So I got to put this situation in your life just to put you on pause, just to hold it up just a little bit. But doesn't mean that it's not going to happen, because every delay does not mean that you've been denied. It just means that it's not right now. It's not time for your seed to bust forth and blossom yet. But it doesn't mean that under the soil, in the dark, that is not doing something. A photographer, oh, God, I love you this morning. Amen. When he's developing the picture that you see, he had to go into the dark room. He had to put the ingredients. He had to put the liquid. He had to put the chemicals in it, and he had to take something like and hold it and stir it in to develop your photos. But when you see it, you see the finishing work, but you don't know how long he slaved in the dark room. You don't know how long he had to go back and say, nah, this is not clear enough. The image looks kind of smudgy. I want to perfect it. So that's what God is doing. Amen? Your mindset needs some adjustment, because in the initial, amen, in the ink process, you was gung-ho because God gave you a glimpse of what he was about to do. He stirred something inside of you, and your creativity juices begin to flow, and things just started to just connect. But then, all of a sudden, here comes the roadblock. And you're wondering, how come in the very beginning, in the initiative, that you were motivated, your intellectual property was flowing, and you were writing stuff down, and you were moving, you got the people involved, and they were all excited, they saw the vision, they were ready to run with your vision, but now there's a roadblock. Your roadblock. You're saying to yourself, and sometimes you even say it to them, I think we made a mistake. Now we got to go back. This is not what's good. I'm getting frustrated. This is not coming out the way I vision it. You know what? Let's just forget it. Let's take these plans and just throw them in the garbage and start all over again. How many of you that's listening, you've been starting it over and over and over again, but you're still at the same place, just different time zones. Amen? I come to let you know, stop starting over and stay where you at. Challenge yourself to complete whatever you started. That seed, just like a baby, is crying for water. The baby cries because it needs to be fed. It needs to be changed. You cannot avoid the voice, the cries. So let's just sit back and start watering it. Start speaking life into it. Let it know that I can't wait for you to develop. I can't wait to meet the people that need to be connected to this vision, to this project, to this assignment, to this event, whatever you're about to do. You might be thinking about writing a book. You might be about to host an event. You might be want to go into ministry. You might be just want to go back to school. I don't know what it is, but I want to share something with you. I want to give you this illustration. I want to give you this vision, okay? It's been 10 years that I have been in this specialty that I really enjoy doing. I love my assignment. But 10 years ago, when I was preparing myself for this assignment, I knew that I had to take certain exams to qualify for this assignment. So I began to connect myself with individuals who had done what I wanted to do. I sat and I heard the pros and the cons. I sat and I got advice. I sat and got materials. They gave me the information that I needed. Everything was in my hands. It was up to me to come in with a right attitude and to get the job done. And that's exactly what I did. As I began to prepare, outline, manage my time, set aside the time to study, I begin to now post up on my wall, you know, by the refrigerator, by my bedside, KSAC approved, and I would read it. It was my subliminal message. It was my motivator. It was my encouragement. It was my hope. It was my gleam to spark me to succeed. Because not only was I working to pass my KSAC so I can get my credentials, so I can secure my position to become a specialist substance abuse counselor, but I still had my family to tend to. I still had my husband, my children, outside stuff, church stuff, death, all these things, all these roadblocks that would normally hinder me from accomplishing. But again, I had something visual to look at. I had people around me that I already had set up that were pouring to me. I had colleagues that would call me from another apartment and just, boom, Kim, what's up? What you doing? I'm just writing notes. Okay, I got a question for you. They were pushing me. And that day when I took all my hours, went all the trainings, and I submitted my documents, and I had to pay $150 to sit for this exam, fear stepped in. Yep, fear. Fear. Fear stepped in. And when it stepped in, it shut me down. I began to speak defeat. Remember, words are powerful, right? So I kept saying, I can't do this. This is too much. I'm not worth this. I can't. I'm not equipped. I'm just going to wait it out. And if I lose my job, I just lose my job. I got to give me something else. Then one day, I woke up in the middle of the night, went to the kitchen, and I saw a KSAC approved. And then I said, yep, Kim, you could do this. You're going to do this. So I submitted. And that day when I went down to Midtown, sat in the classroom, I could hear all the proctors telling you the rules and regulations. I was like, come on, let's get with it. I was like, let's get it. I'm ready. I answered 150 questions. I went over it, got up, completed. Then I had to do the oral part. Did my oral part in 15 minutes. They looked at me and said, you sure you're done? I said, yes, without a doubt, I'm complete. I am a certified substance abuse counselor, and not only in this state, but internationally. It was because I adjusted my attitude towards the outcome. I didn't do it towards the end. I did it in the beginning. Number one, whatever you want to accomplish, you need to put it up. If you want to be the best author, Amazon's top 10, then you need to put that in writing and put your book there, and you will see it. You can't wait till you start doing it and then put it up. You got to start from the end and then work your way backwards because you need to see the end results. What is going to be my end results? How is it going to look? An architect comes in with their plans and their design, and they look at the buyers, and they say, here, this is what I see. This is what we can do here to build your house, right? And if you, like me, I look at those architect plans. I'm like, I don't understand this. I'm like, because I'm looking at dimensions, height, but I don't see the color scheme. I don't see the furniture. I don't see all that. But the architecture sees all that. He doesn't have it on paper, but if he begins to share with you, and then you grab a hold up to the vision, and then when you see your house and you see everything put together, that's your dream home. Whatever you want to do, you got to start from the end. You got to start from the end and work your way backwards so that you can continue to have the right attitude. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. It gets better when you have an attitude adjustment. We'll be back.
And all of us have to go through three stages for it all to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the olive, some of you may have felt like you go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now your greater is coming.
If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making. No. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how.
all that comes from sometimes what we expose ourselves to. Our bodies are a sponge. Our minds are a sponge. Our ear gates, our eye gates absorbs everything. This is why the beginning of the day, you got to start out with a positive affirmation. Now, if you don't know one, join us every Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays for the Morning Glory Prayer Breakfast, where we give you breakfast for your soul. Amen. We get the manna from heaven. Amen. 6 o'clock in the morning. Yes, it's early in the morning, but that's what you got to do. Commit yourself to something that's going to be good, that's going to help you adjust your attitude. God's word is always true. It's always delightful. It's kind. It's meek. It's just. It will help you. Not only that, but at the end of the day, all the stuff that you have encountered, the people that you have talked to, the things that you might have had to do for work, the children, you know how we do. We got so much chores and so many things to do. But guess what? If you don't get all that toxic out of you, you're going to wake up feeling tired, frustrated, irritable. And you might say, well, how do I wake up like that? Question, what? How did I go to sleep and wake up in the morning, a new day, feeling that way? It's because you allowed something to get in your spirit. Amen? You have to begin to decipher what you're going to allow into your spirit. There are times when people come up to me, Minister Kim, so I put the brake on them. And I'm not being disrespectful at all. I don't want to hear that. I don't want that to go into my temple. I don't want my spirit to be fed that. Because then I'm going to start adapting to that. I'm going to start focusing it on that stuff. I don't want to focus on that. I got my seed that I got to water. You see what I'm talking about? I can't neglect the seed that God has given me. I got to take care of it. I got to cultivate it. So I have to be mindful. You got to be conscious of what you allow in you on a daily basis. Sometimes you got to shake that off and be like, that's not what I want to hear. That's not what I want to do today. I got my own plan. Okay? Consider for a moment the possibility that you didn't just fall into your bad mood based on a single event, but that you very gradually became immersed in a lack of happy thoughts due to an absorption of negative energy, the people that are around you. And sometimes it is those who are in your home. Sometimes it's the people that you wake up with. It could be your spouse. It could be your children. It could be your in-laws. Amen. It could be the co-workers that you got to work with 8 hours. Sometimes people do 12-hour shifts. I don't know how you do it, but God bless you. But their remarks have affected you. You can't change your family because those are your family members, and you certainly can't change your co-workers because you can't give them a pink slip, but you can change your attitude. You can change your environment by making conducive to what you want to bring by speaking positive affirmation words, bringing forth God's word into your environment. Every day, get up. If you're not going to get up at 6 o'clock with us, guess what? Whatever time you normally wake up, get up and start speaking life into the atmosphere. I put up on our fan page today, I am loved. Amen. I am joyful. I am good. I am worthy. Amen. I was predestined for greatness. God has a future plan for my life. I'm waking up because this is the day of opportunity. I know this is a breakthrough for me. I'm going to make it happen today. You have to begin to wake up and start talking, because right then you're setting the atmosphere. You're setting the stage. You're setting opportunities. You're setting people in line. You're setting God to go forth because you put his word on it. And God's word will never come back void. So we got to look at what we say, how we feel. Amen? There are times in my life where friends will call me up and they're going through a storm. And I'll hear them out, because I believe it's very important to hear people out as the Lord sees it. But then there has been, I said earlier, I have to put the brakes on them, because as they're releasing, I'm getting fooled up. They go that flat tire, right? But at the same time, for us both to change, amen, I need to be able to power them up. I need to have put some air in them, put some hope inside of them. So I got to put the brakes on it. I'm like, okay, you didn't deflate it. Let me build you up. But I want to give them encouraged words. And sometimes in that moment, they hear and they feel where I'm going, and they do feel better. And that's the thing in relationship. When someone comes in your life and they're not feeling their best, because truth be told, we're not always feeling our best. I just told you. Sometimes I wake up irritable, frustrated, tired, fatigued, all that stuff. But I have to have the right mindset to change that all around. Because life and death, again, is in the power of the tongue. So when you do that, you're helping your friend out. Because I believe iron sharpens iron, so a man will strengthen one another. Every opportunity is an opportunity to strengthen and empower each other. Don't leave your individual, that loved one, that friend, that family member, wounded. Yes, they're released, but they're still wounded. They still need to be healed. Don't just put a Band-Aid on it, because sometimes we take the Band-Aid off and then we ooze out with blood. We ooze out with negativity because it's still reminded. The pain is still there. So you want to get to the root of it. Amen? I'm just giving y'all some gleam of hope this morning. We need to start adjusting our attitudes by our words. Words are powerful. I can't stress this no more. But you and I have to look at how we speak, not only to others, but even to ourselves. What are we saying about ourselves? What is happiness? How can I arrive to a state in my life that I'm happy no matter what, that there is unspeakable joy that comes out of me, that people can see the bubbly of me at all times, no matter what I'm dealing with? I can deal with a loss, but talk about it. So the joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm going to get through this. Instead of going into a depression, instead of going to a defeated foe, no, I'm not defeated. God is with me. Amen? When you are dealing with the roadblocks, and I said earlier, God is saying, let's put a pause here. Let's just stop here. Let me build you up. I encourage you to get to a quiet place, a meditation place, and say, okay, let me go back to the drawing board. I'm here, and I'm trying to get there. I want to get there. I'm going to get there. What is necessary for me to get over this? What do I need? Sometimes you need rest. You cannot be operating on fuels because it's not good. You need to energize yourself. You need to get rebooted up. You need to get rest. You need to eat properly. Amen. You need to work out. All that is important so that you can get clarity, so that you can think clear. So all of the clogs, all of the detox conversations and the images that you saw can get booted out. Amen. It needs to go to the garbage disposal. You got to get rid of it. You got to be released. The toxic has to get rid of so that God can pour into you so that you can get focused again. And once you and I do that, then we breathe better. We see better. We feel better. And we can execute better. You can look at that robot and say, are you there again? Ah, I can laugh at it and be like, okay, watch this. And you just keep moving. And now you're ready. And behind that roadblock, you can see the very thing that God needed you to just be patient on, because it's bigger than what you imagine. That's what I love about God. God's not going to give you the whole image, because he'll make you run. He'll be like a Jonah. You'll run. You know, Jonah was given an assignment to go to Nineveh, right, because the people were sinning. And God, you know, had mercy on them. So he was sending them so he could go. He was sending Jonah so he could give them a word like, hey, you're sinning. You living in sin. I'm about to come down and do what I need to do, but I'm going to send my manservant to speak to you, to give you advice. Amen? I'm giving you a warning. So Jonah got afraid. He was like, I can't do that. And that's what happens. When we see the bigger picture, when we see that responsibility, that commitment, we get afraid. Fear is false evidence appearing real. False. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You believe. So then you have to continue with that journey. Don't allow anyone to intercept. That's it. To intercept what God has given you, the vision, the plans. Go back. Look at them. and say, okay, I could do this. This is my exit right here. This is how I'm going to come out of this one. This is how I'm going to come out of this one. This is what I'm going to do here. I need to implement this individual. I need this one to come in. Remember, we are a body, and you cannot be the arms, the limbs, the legs, the fingers, the eyes. You can't do all that. It takes a team to make a dream work. So where's your team at? Now you have to get them employed and send them out to do what they need to do. So we have to now take inventory. Come up with some words that's going to get you. Come up with some postings that you could put and carry with you to inspire you. Okay? So that's just a little bit for Gleam of Hope. So I hope you wrote that down, because we're going to take another commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have more. It gets better when we have what? An attitude adjustment right here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. This is your girl, Minister Kim. We'll be back. Radio Angel, take us higher.
Let the kings worship the Lord. Let me hear your words of worship. Let me hear your words of worship. Come on, y'all, talk to him. Come.
You come from
all
your
feet. It's an aristocratic. Listen, the goal of the enemy is to keep you from knowing who you are. But I came to tell you that there's power when you speak. So be mindful of the words you release. That life has challenged you, but the King in me came to speak to the King in you. You were born to rule, and I came to tell you. Let the kings worship him today. Let the kings worship him. Come on, y'all, let's say it one more time.
You come from royalty.
It's an aristocratic dynasty. The number one goal of the enemy is to keep you from knowing who you are.
Yes. There is power. Welcome back to the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. This is your girl, Minister Kim, bringing you that gleam of hope. Amen. It gets better when we have an attitude adjustment. You know, Radio Angel and I were talking behind the scenes, and she was sharing that, you know, I need to elaborate a little bit more in reference to sometimes what do we bring in. And she talked about TV and, you know, things that we might watch on a daily basis. I know, you know, September has hit. We in the month of October, but all of our, you know, our favorite shows, Scandal, you know, How to Catch a Murderer, and what else? What else? Let's see, Empire. All of these shows have come back, and they're on. And some of us might not watch them, and that's good. But some of us do. But be mindful of what you watch and why you watch what you watch, if you understand what I'm saying. Because it is important that you understand that certain movies, you know, certain sitcoms will affect you. It affects you. You know, I read something from, I believe it is, Pastor Dollar, Taffy Dollar. Taffy Dollar, that's her name, right, Kim? She stated that she loves horror movies, right? She just loves them. But she started watching them at a particular time, right, towards her bedtime. And when she was doing that, she would start having nightmares. And God began to just educate her, right? Give her some wisdom about that. That set time was not healthy for her, because when she goes to bed, that's what she reflects on, the way her mind goes to. And she was having these horror stories. So it doesn't mean that horror movies are not good for you or not, but it does mean what is going to be good for you. If you watch an intimacy and you're single and it kicks up your sexual drive and you're not married and it will cause you to have promiscuous relationships, then that's not something that you need to watch. That's not a conversation that you need to indulge in. You know, I feel that married people should not always hang out with single people because of the mindset. I'm not hanging out with my single girls and they're like, ooh, he look good, Kim, and oh my God, I can't wait. No, I have a man, I have a husband at home. So I gotta be mindful. You gotta find out what's beneficial for you, what your spirit, what your mind can tolerate, and then you have to delete some things. And yes, I hear some things are hard for us to do, but that's when you go to God and ask God for his help, ask God for his grace, ask God for his mercy, because you want an attitude adjustment. You want to stay positive. If you can stay positive 85 to 95% of the day, you have hit the mark. You have challenged yourself and opened up opportunities for you. Trust me, your energy level will become contagious. People will want to help you. People will want to be a part of your circle, part of your vision. People will come and just bless you monetarily. It's just an awesome place to be. And, you know, when I think about it, it's also healthy for you. It's healthy. A lot of our health issues deal with because of our attitude. The frustration, the tension that we have with us, it affects our health. So we got to be mindful of this, and we really got to enter that into consideration of how we're going to handle stuff. So I thought about some things that we can bring up here. So let's look at this story, and I'm going to go biblical, right? So what about this attitude, right? What about having a better attitude adjustment? I talked about me obtaining my KSAG. Well, let's talk about Paul, the Apostle Paul, okay? Paul was writing from prison. Yep, he was in prison. He was confined in Rome. And he was writing to the Christians, amen. He was writing to us, the body of Christ, telling us about what is happening, what is going on, how you are looking at yourself and how you're looking at others. So let's just read this, okay? Writing from a prison cell in Rome, the Apostle Paul wrote about the attitude a Christian should have. Whatever happens, conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. He's telling you and I that no matter what unexpected disruptions, frustrations, or difficulties come our way, we ought to have a response with a Christ-like attitude. Paul later writes, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. He also encourages us in the book of Philippians 5:1 to be imitators of Christ as dearly beloved children. As children love to imitate what they see and repeat what they hear, we also are charged to imitate and model Christ's behavior and to be clear, reflecting the Lord. Isn't that powerful? We ought to be mindful, amen, of what we are projecting out there for others to see, and what we say, what others will hear. At the end of the day, what are your loved ones, your coworkers, are saying about you? Because your words come from your heart. People can tell when you're going through because it comes out of your mouth. People can tell when you've had some rough relationships because it can tell the way you speak. They can tell that you have had some disappointments, amen, some setbacks because of how you look at new vendors, new events, new situations. Ah, man, why you got to do that? That's too expensive. You know, you don't understand because I did that. Okay, you did that, but you're not me. So you got to shut all that naysaying talk down. Yeah, I'm good for that. Like, what? No, boo-boo, this is me because I got the favor of the Lord. I don't know what happened to you, but if you hang out with me a little bit, it'll rub off on you. You got to challenge that, but in a positive, loving way. Because in actuality, I should hope that you would want to see your friends change. You want them to go to another level in their life. So it's all about your attitude, all right? I want you to get that. So we're going to open up the line because I know we have some questions. I guess inbox questions, we want to take them. But when we come back, we're going to give them to you, okay? The line will be open, calling 347-857-1295. We'll be back on the Morning Glory, International Voices of Hope with Minister Kim, family and friends. We'll be right back.
To somebody right now who's been going away for a long time. You don't have to run no more.
Come on home.
You can come back home.
First love. Gotta make it happen. Gotta make it happen. I love you guys today. Are you enjoying yourself? Because I am having an awesome time today right here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. It has been such an awesome, awesome experience with you. But we want to open up the lines today. If you have a comment or you want to add to our topic, it gets better with a attitude adjustment. I know Radio Angel had something to say, so we're going to bring her in first.
I wanted to go back a little bit in regards to what you said about what you let into your spirit, because the thing is that people don't understand that this world is made up of spirits. So their spirit attaches itself to stuff. So I said that because I want to give an example. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, this example would be a very raw example. So please forgive me. I'm a dating line girl. I love to get on a dating line services and so on and so forth, whether it's on the internet or whether it's over the phone. But I noticed that there's a particular line that I go on that I've been on for years, but I realize that that line has a spirit attached to it. And every time I go on this line, it's an opening for me to welcome this spirit, because the bottom line is if I get on the line, no matter what I say to myself, oh, it's not going to happen this time. It's not going to this. It's not going to that. It always happens because the spirit is there. And what happens is that I open up the door. So what happens is that every time I get on this line, and I don't necessarily have to talk to people and make a connection with people. I could just be on the line. Just me going into the place, the spirit attacks me. Masturbation. The spirit just comes on me. It brings up the spiritual. It brings up all the sexual desires and all of that stuff. And so I had to know that that was a trigger for me. so I wouldn't go on the line. As much as I try to get on the line, it doesn't. So it's important that you understand that when you go into certain places, there are certain things that are crouching down at the door waiting to jump on you, especially when it's a place that you're not supposed to be on. And I'm not saying that a dating service is not what, quote-unquote, Christians should be on, but if you know you have a weakness in that area, then dating line, and it only happens when I'm on a phone dating service. It doesn't happen if I'm online, like Christian Mingle, or there's another one, I forgot the name of it. It only happens when I get on a one particular phone service, and that's it. And so you have to be mindful moving forward that certain areas bring certain things. It's the same thing, you know, Minister Kim talks about, you know, watching a movie that have love scenes in it. It's the same thing with music. Music will take you back to the time in which that song was popular. What was going on in your life? It will do that in a minute, because I have a song by Anthony Hamilton. Every time I hear this song, it takes me back to a time in my life that was toxic, was very toxic. Even though I adored the person, so on and so forth, it was toxic. So be mindful. I mean, it's one thing, you know, you girls get together, the guys get together, and they kind of, you know, jam on some songs or whatever and stuff like that. You know, hey, we New York, we love hip-hop here. You know what I mean? And we're having a good time. But that's one thing. But when you're alone and you're listening to Anthony Hamilton and you're listening to all those different you got to get that under control. So that was the only thing I wanted to add to what you were saying, Minister Kim, because I wanted to be very transparent in my life, because Minister Kim is married and I am single. I'm addressing my single brothers and sisters.
All right now.
Final answer.
Right now. She said, I'm addressing the singles. Yes, we got to, you know, this is interesting that you bring this up, Kim, and I thank you for your transparency, because masturbation is real, and that's a spirit, a witchcraft spirit. But I remember maybe 4 years ago, I was at a radio station in Brooklyn, and they were saying, you know what, your radio station will bloom, blossom, like it will go to the next level if you start a dating service. And I looked at this man, and I was like, that's not for us. That's just not for me. That's not what God put in my spirit to do. That was not the vision of the Morning Glory. And I'm not saying it's bad because they have Christian a dating service, Christian.com, something like that. And I've heard many people finding their mates, finding their spouses, their ribs on these dating, but you still got to be mindful of what you expose yourself to. Now, I'm going to flip it. You got to be mindful what church you fellowship in, because every church comes with a spirit. Every church comes with its own politics. Every church comes with this, that, and the other. But you got to make sure that God led you to that church, that God led you to the leaders that are supposed to pour into you. Your shepherd pours into you. You don't come trying to change the vision of the house. You have to follow the vision of the house. So you got to be able to come as one, right? So even at work, amen, you can't come in and change and stuff, but you got to be mindful of the circle. Everything you do, you got to be mindful of what atmosphere you are going into, what you are exposing your body to. And, yes, we can't just be, you know, and live in a bubble, right? You can't do that, right? So you have to be conscious. You got to be girded up. You got to have your helmet on. You got to have your plate on. You have to have your belt on. You got to have your sandals. You got to be ready at all costs what environment you are necessary going into. And you also got to have a spirit of discernment and ask God, is this the place that you want me to go? And it doesn't mean that every place is bad. like I said, you talked about, you know, the dating sites and stuff like that people go and sign up. Some people have, marriage, wonderful. They say sanctified. Some of them are not, but they just have a happy, wonderful. But that might not be for you, Kim. That site might not be for you. And you have to say, this is not for me. It goes against my belief. It goes against my values. It goes against what I am about, what I want to portray to the world. You see what I mean? You understand? I lost Radio Angel.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I'm so glad that you brought up the topic or the subject matter of being able to fellowship and knowing where your fellowship is, knowing that you're coming into a church. You're not coming there to change the church. You're coming there to build the vision. I have sat under a well-known minister, him and his wife, in New York, mm-hmm. and they were feeding. Now, mind you, I felt like they were feeding me good stuff, but there was a ding. You know how you play the piano and you go do 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 ding. There was a ding, and they had put out some false doctrine. And at the time, I didn't know anything about church politics or anything like that. I left them and went under Pastor Creflo Dollar, and literally within 60 days, I knew how to pray. I didn't learn anything from those guys that I went to that church that I went to. I didn't know anything. When I left, the only thing I knew how to do was tithe. That was it. I didn't know anything else. I didn't, you know, I knew God loved me. I knew I had to go to Jesus. But I didn't know anything. I didn't know how to come before God on the throne. You know, it says boldly come to God. You know, I'm like, what does that mean? I didn't really learn anything. So I'm so happy that you said that, because don't get stuck in tradition. That's the other thing. People get stuck in the whole fact that I've been with New Tabernacle Baptist Church right there on Fremont Avenue. My grandmother was there. My great-grandmother was there. What are you saying, Minister Kim? Are you saying that I can't go to the church? What I'm saying is that tradition, God is not a traditional God. So that doesn't mean that you have to get down with the traditions of your family, because we are in radical times, and God is in a space where he's like, I don't care how I get my people, they better get here, line and center, because I've chosen them, and the assignment can't wait. And so if you decide that you want to overclean, or you didn't put no oil in your candle, that's okay. I'm going to take the next one. So he's in a radical space right now. So it's important to line up with the proper house, with the proper shepherd.
Exactly.
So I just wanted to be the witness on that one.
Love it, love it. It is so important for us to be on one accord and make sure that where you are called to, that you really follow. But it all depends on your attitude, how you look at life, how you look at people, how you look at yourself, how you look at your future. If you're not speaking life to your future, then you don't have a future. If you're not speaking life to your relationships, you're not going to have a relationship. I'm always saying, God, bring good people in my life, people that are going to push me, people that's going to challenge me, people who are going to love me for me, people who are going to tell me the truth. I don't need people to be in my life just to like me. I want you to love me. I want you to be honest with me. I want you to be authentic, because it's going to help me. It's going to help me be a better me. You know, in August we talked about a new beginning, a new you. Like, you should always strive to be new. Reinvent yourself. But it all depends on your mindset. And thoughts do come through our mind. That's the, you know, Joyce Meyer talks about that, Kim, about the battlefield is the mind. So you got to gut this mind out. And you got to feed it some positive stuff.
It's true, and really good book for people to pick up. Wrote an article, not an article. I actually wrote a story in a book, a compilation book of authors, and my story was all about the voices in my mind that told me I wasn't successful, that that I would never be successful and that nobody would ever think that I was successful. And unfortunately, my mother planted that seed in me at 16, and it just took root. And by that time, you know, it was full blossom because I was a full adult. It was full blossom. So it takes time to, you know, just chop down the tree, get in there and get to work, you know, just changing the attitude. And I think one of the key things that you said to the audience today was, what are the words that you're telling yourself? I thought that was very key. What are the words that you're telling yourself? Are you telling yourself that you're beautiful? And it's so interesting because I went to a singles retreat, and I also had a training this past week. And they always want you to write your name down there. And I said, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to write the name that my government calls me, or do you want me to write the name I want to be called? And so they say, oh, whatever. And I wrote beautiful. And so the whole retreat that I went to, and the whole training that I went to last week, everybody was calling me beautiful, which is so funny because a couple of weeks ago, when we was in the hospital, you and I, Minister Kim, this woman was like, hey, beautiful.
Yes.
And she was from the retreat that I had done in June. So it's important that you don't let people talk to you any kind of way and call you names that are not the names that you want to be called. And it's important that you tell yourself things like, I'm beautiful. I'm beautiful.
Yes.
And it's so funny because I had the beautiful sign up at the workspace that I have. And these guys came in, meaning fellow people. They came in, fellow workers or whatever. They came in. And they were like, oh, beautiful. Oh, now, mind you, one of them doesn't even talk to me. Oh, beautiful. No, no, no. What's this about? And they went on and on and on. And I took it down, and I kind of almost went a little shame and stuck it up. Why did the young man on the other side was like, where is the sign beautiful? Because that is what you are, right? I said, oh, I'll put it. No. Let's put it right up here. So that's so interesting. That whole day was very interesting. But still annoying when I had went back to a workspace that I was working in. That was my experience. But it's important. So I'm glad that you brought that up. So, Minister Kim, darling, I hate to break in, but you know what time it is.
It is time for us to go in the hood. I have been traveling. I've been in various hoods, ATL, PA, Maryland lately. But I want to know what hood you'll be hanging out in. So stay tuned for In Your Hood, where we give you places, upcoming events where you would love to continue to get your gleam of hope from, right here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. We'll be right back. Guess where I'll be hanging out immediately after the show today, right here on Block Talk Radio with Man Talk 101. It is going to be an awesome show with Inspirational Beauty, Kimberly Arrington, and VK Harris. Man Talk 101 right here on Block Talk Radio at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. They're doing a thing about relationships. And you know my girl, Radio Angel Kim M. Sutter, she has an awesome, awesome event that's being presented by PIP Woman Rock Chocolate Strawberries, a real conversation between men and women about relationships. October 16th from 6:30 to 11 p.m. right here in the heart of Harlem. For more information, check out our website, www.themorningglory.org. Let her know that you are going to participate, because this is truly an event that you don't want to miss. And guess what? Remember earlier I told you our fill in LaTanya, the quarterback Rush, is going to be here in New York. She is hosting the Chocolate and Strawberry event. So come on out and check us out. I'm going to be in the building. LaTanya and Radio Angel definitely going to be there, because she is the one who's hosting the event. So we are definitely excited about that. And then coming up, this is an awesome, awesome thing, as we're talking about attitude adjustment. The chief mother, author, and the visionary herself, Lucinda Cross, is hosting a vision board party coming to you in December. Guess what? Don't miss it, December 5th, and we will definitely give you more information, but you need to register. Now is the time, www.lucindacross.com, so she can save you a seat. That's right. In order to have a positive attitude, you got to have a positive vision. Sometimes that vision board, what you post up, is going to help you, is going to motivate you, is going to get you to that finish line. Remember, I told you I put it up for my cake sack, and guess what? I've been recertified twice. God is great all the time. We have so many other things to share with you, but guess what? Because we're in time zone, we want you to just like us on Facebook by going to The Morning Glory, Ivy of Hope, and you will always see what hood that I am in and that we can definitely meet. I shall be back with more Gleam of Hope.
Ladies, would you like to feel more confident, more empowered, all while simply being yourself? I can tell you firsthand that there is nothing more beautiful than a woman knowing exactly who she is. You're special, unique, and you have gifts and talents that make you an individual. Hi, my name is Kimberly Arrington, and I am the creator of I Am Me University, a unique online community of amazing women around the world, all committed to shine. We're just like you. I'm just like you, and it's time to be amazing, to stop being afraid, to live the life that you know you deserve. I'm so honored and blessed to be a woman, and you should be too. You have more in you than you realize, so won't you join us and get ready to be your best self? You can join us at www.imeuniversity.com, and let's let the world know that we are here.
There we go. That is our inspirational beauty, Kimberly Arrington. Don't forget to check them out. Her event's today at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know, we always got something for everyone here. For some of us who struggle with our finances, we have Ray Jenkins. She is the authentic money expert here for our radio show. So shout out to Ray Jenkins today. All that you do, helping us get our money in order so that we can prosper in the way that God designed us to prosper. Amen. We are the head and not the tail. We are the lenders and not the borrowers. But we also have to use Solomon's wisdom. Ask God for Solomon's wisdom in your prayer time this week. Amen. God, give me wisdom like you gave Solomon. Let everything that you give me, I'm able to rule over. Amen. And be a good steward over it. And it comes to our finances. We have to learn to be a good steward. First, we have to pay our tithes and give our offering. Amen. Whatever church that you have committed yourself in, do not cheat God, because guess what? God is a jealous God. He gonna take it one way or the other, and I don't think he wants it the other way. So just give cheerfully so that you can be blessed. You all ready for Ray Jenkins? I'm a decrease. Come on, Radio Angel. Let's see what Ray has for us today.
Hey there. Thanks for joining me again for another segment of Money Authentically with Ray Jenkins. And this week, We're going to continue with our Q&A. I was sharing last week one of the real-time questions and concerns that I often get in my conversations, and this week we'll do the same. So the real-time question and concern this week is this. Ray, I've made more money. I've had more money. I've made good money, and then, you know, life happened, and I don't really make good money anymore, but I want to get back to that place. Or, yeah, you know, I have had more money, but I didn't really know what to do with it when I got it. And so, you know, because I didn't handle it properly, it kind of just ran away. Or, you know, just like, you know, Ray, I've had more money, but I want it to be constant. I want it to be more consistent. Okay. That's a really good one. That's a really good one. And since I deal more with the psychology of money opposed to the mechanics, again, I'm going to confront some internal issue, internal conflict that may be going on with you. And because if you are making good money and then you get stuck, or if you're made, if you've made more money or good money and then you've kind of lost that ability to do that, maybe you got downsized, maybe you lost your job and you weren't able to find another job, or, you know, something happened with the economy, whatever the case may be, something has happened that is preventing you from that, you know, well, that put you in a position where you did not have, you know, more money. You now you have less money. Well, the first thing that I want to assure you of is this. More money is available to you. Last week we talked about your source and how your source, being God, has resources, unlimited resources. And it's between you and your source that you tap into the resources that your source has for you. Yeah, that was kind of a tongue twister, but yeah, I think you got what I was saying. So having said that, making it more constantly, making it more consistently, I was definitely a person who would prosper financially. And, you know, as we would prosper, the rug would get snatched from up under me, and I would lose everything, everything. But then I would get it right back in a very short period of time. I mean, like, within a month, I would just be right back on top. And it would happen over and over again, but it didn't happen month to month. It would, you know, it would probably be about a year, you know, 10 months to a year or something like that. And I would, you know, I would lose everything, and then within about a month, I would be back on top again. Well, here's the lesson that I learned, and hopefully it can and will help you. I did the things that were necessary to connect with my source so that I was able to tap into his resources. But what I did not do would stay connected with him, with my source, and the resources that were afforded to me. Because I had a mindset that, okay, I will take it from here. Yes, I was guilty. I thought that it was my responsibility to make these things happen for myself, but what I didn't realize was that I didn't make them happen for myself in the first place. I didn't make anything happen. I really, honestly and truly, just got connected with my source, and I cooperated. I mean, I wish I could tell you that I worked super hard, and because I didn't. I did not. I got connected with my source. I prayed, I asked for help, I asked him to provide me with resources, his resources, and opportunities, and opportunities presented themselves. Doors opened. Ways were made. I really can't, I mean, I wish that I could, but I really cannot take the credit. Now, yes, I did the work. Oh, absolutely. I did that part. But last week, I talked about how someone could have applied for 15 jobs and they're still unemployed and unable to secure employment. Well, that wasn't my story because I was connected to my source. And so what I'm saying is this. Is there work to do? Absolutely, absolutely. But if your source is not releasing his resources to you, or he's not sharing his resources with you, then that's a problem. And that's where the frustration and the lack of consistency and constancy with your money, that's a, one of the reasons that was probably the main reason that that's your situation. I'm not laughing at you. I'm definitely laughing with you. I just told you that I did it too. I was guilty as well. And so I can't judge you, but I can tell you that hard truth that it is important that you recognize that it's a partnership. You need to cooperate with your source once you guys have connected so that the flow of his resources will, you know, be constant in your life and in your situation to help you with your finances. So again, more money, it is available, but what is it that you are, what is it that you have going on with within yourself that's supporting or allowing that disconnect? That's something to think about. So definitely think about that. Well, we will pick this up again next week. Until then, this is Ray Jenkins of Money Authentically, and I'd love for you to join us on our Facebook fan page, and we will definitely, I keep saying we, I will, I will chat with you soon. Bye for now.
Whew, that was powerful, right? All right now, so things will happen once you put yourself in position. What I heard from her was saying, well, we need to pray more, amen. Get into your prayer closet and pray and ask God to show you, amen, which direction to go. And all things will happen. I'll tell you, ask for that Solomon wisdom this week. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope. It's time for our relationship expert to get a taste of inspirational Kimberly Arrington and VK Vincent K. Harris, who is coming to New York October 6th. Strawberry chocolate with a conversation for the men and women. We're going to have an awesome time. Harlem ain't going to never forget about us. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voice Hope with our relationship expert.
Learn to be happy by being alone with yourself. You know, take love on yourself. Can I say that? Can I say that, VK?
You can.
Love on yourself, man. Go ahead. Let's talk about that, VK.
Okay, so the obvious response, don't go there. But when I believe when you say love on yourself, number one, take out time to understand what it is that you like. Take out time to properly take care of yourself as far as your hygiene and your grooming and the things that make you smile, like identifying those things that make you smile. If you're not smiling at the minimum, I'm talking about a true smile. If you're not smiling at a minimum of 10 times a day, there's a problem. And the only way you're going to be able to find that problem is to find out what's going on internally to help you eliminate that problem and then move forward to the solution. So, you know, getting to know yourself requires a lot of things. And Kimberly, let me tell you, I enjoy, one of the things I really enjoy is just sitting down at the park or on some type of bench and just watching people or reading a book And I don't know why. Maybe it's the environment. Maybe it's the combination of the different noises that I hear, or I don't know what it is, but it just makes me happy.
Yeah.
And I know that for sure if my lady is not, if she doesn't enjoy those things, it's quite likely that she and I won't get along, because
right.
I need that in my life just to be happy for me. I know it's not something big. I know it doesn't require any money, but it's just something that just makes me happy. It makes me smile. So find out those things for yourself and embrace them. And you're not going to know that until you spend time with yourself.
Mm. I love that, because, you know, you're finding out who you are. And so often we want other people to find out who we are and find out what we like and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And we really don't know for ourselves. You know, and I'm guilty of that. You know, I'm such a people person that a lot of my life has been spent around other people, whether it be, you know, just friendships or family or even, you know, my closest relationships with that of a man. And I had to realize, you know, I really didn't really know who Kim was. I thought I knew who she was. But I tell you, Vince, the last 2.5 to 3 years, I really know who I am, because I'm to do the work that you're talking about right now. So true, get to know yourself. Vince knows that he loves to be out in nature and he loves to walk or read. And so he already knows that when he does make that step, that person that he's with has to enjoy that stuff. Because why?
For sure.
You know who he is. You know who he is.
You know I can't leave you without hollering at you one more time, right, baby? Okay. Mary, go.
Sexy boy, sexy boy, won't you be my...
God bless you. This is Pastor Thomas S. Cooper. Sometimes life can seem like a puzzle. So many pieces, not knowing where they fit. We know someone who can help you master this puzzle. Jesus is and will always be the answer. I want to take this time to invite you to join us each Sunday morning at Kingdom Life Temple. We're located at 3030 Jerome Avenue in the Bronx, New York, between Bedford Park Boulevard and 204th Street. Our service time is Sunday morning, 9:45 a.m., and we also offer children's ministry during our main worship service and our midweek service on Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m., also offering our teen Bible study. We'd love to see you in the place. We have a saying at our church, one voice, one sound, one family, one love. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you this Sunday.
OMG, I have the awesome leaders. That was Pastor Dr. Thomas S. Cooper, and right alongside him is the very own First Lady Lynette Cooper. Oh, my God, his birthday celebration was the bomb. I wasn't here, but I know it was. I got so much feedback. It was just awesome. So I'm excited for what's going on in our leader lives. And also, I would love for you to come hang out with us next Sunday at 4 p.m. when we celebrate Kingdom Life Temple. It will be in a dedication mode. We're going to be dedicated. We're dedicating the church back to God. Amen. I don't know if you've ever been to a church dedication, but this is what we're going to do at Kingdom Life Temple. So I'm going to be putting up the information on our fan page. But I would love for y'all to come out and celebrate with us on October 11th at 4 p.m. as we celebrate our leaders and our church. Come celebrate with us, okay? I am so excited that you came and spent some time with us today. I hope that you really enjoyed the message that was went forth today. A better you, guess what, starts with an attitude adjustment. We'll be back on next week as we go higher and higher. Radio Angel, take us out. We love you. God bless, and have an awesome Saturday.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Tim, providing you with that gleam of hope.
Waiting for a long time, gotta do it, and won't let
nothing to hold me down. Gotta do it, because I may not get another chance. I believe it. If I want